Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Great show ahead for you today. The NBA draft just around the corner. Next week, we're going to get into that with Jeff Goodman, stadium basketball analyst, coming up at the bottom of this hour. Obviously, some NFL to get to as well. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, we'll be entertaining you, enlightening you, for the next 3 hours. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris? How are you?
I am great, man. How are you?
All good.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. I feel a little verklempt today.
Verklempt?
Yeah. You know, classes are over and school, so now it's like a week of studying for the kids for finals, the final exam, and then the semester's over. So it's
so
kind
you're
of
a little sad that it's over.
Yeah, a little bit. I got a great class, great kids at USC, so a little today was like kind of like it, you know?
Yeah.
As far as class, we still got a final to take. But it's all good, man. And I'm teaching again next semester, which is the first time since I've been at USC that they've asked me to teach both semesters. So I'm pretty proud and happy about that.
Great. How's it been teaching virtually?
You know, it's not as easy. I mean, it's tougher to, you know, you got to keep people's attention and be able to structure the class so that people don't get lost, you know?
Right.
But I had a good group. I saw the improvement.
Good. All right, well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it popping. We got DJ Alex Teichert, of course, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on this Worship Wednesday. We got super producer Rob G in the house running things. And on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin.
And we should say before we jump in it as well, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Yes, yes, indeed.
People were posting a lot of pictures of their family members, brothers, sisters, fathers, grandfathers who served. It was great seeing those pictures. I posted a picture of my dad who fought in the Korean War, and also my brother was in the military, so it was great.
What branches were they in?
The Army.
The Army, yeah. I did the same. I posted my father and my two grandfathers who all were in the Army, and grandfathers in World War II, father in Vietnam. So definitely want to salute all the veterans, all those who fought and served for our country and our freedom. So we definitely want to shout out you guys. All right, Rob, let's get it popping. We're trying to start off on a happy note, but the news in Houston is not so happy. We know that it has been a summer or off season, I should say, not a summer, an off season of change for the Houston Rockets. Mike D'Antoni steps down as head coach, and they replace him with Steven Silas, longtime assistant, 20 years in the league as an assistant coach.
His dad, a great coach, a great guy, Paul Silas, who was a great player in the league as
played in the league, yes.
Exactly. I know
he
Paul
was
really
LeBron's
well.
First coach.
Yep.
So, yes, very good coach. Great guy, too.
Great guy.
As is Steven.
One of my favorite people, Paul Silas.
And then, of course, the GM, Daryl Morey, stepped down and said he wanted to spend more time with his family, Rob.
Two weeks later, why don't people have to perpetrate that about, you know, I just don't understand. Like, that's not just not saving face. You know what? Didn't work out here. We didn't get anything really done. We're going
to
part ways.
Or just time to move on.
Just
I've been here 13
ways.
Years.
You know,
I've wanted
enough with
new.
The family, right? You know, even when Michael Jordan retired, Chris, about the family, then he goes to Birmingham, Alabama to ride the minor league buses. That was what you wanted to do? You know what I'm saying? Like stop
well,
with the family excuse. I just think it's silly.
Yeah, because, well, beyond silly, unfortunately, it can make your family look bad.
Yeah,
you know, like, when you say you want to spend time with the family, but
and
then
the first thing you do is run out and grab another gig. I mean, come on.
That's the thing. And not that that's necessarily the case, but it certainly can look that way. So just don't leave the family out. You know, like you said, just it's not working out, whatever it may be. But anyway, those are the two major changes that have gone on in Houston. And the reports came out today that the Houston Rockets' two superstars, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, Rob, are not pleased. That they are not happy with the direction that the franchise is going in. Kendrick Perkins, who we've had here on the iCouple, now, of course, doing a great job over at the other network, he said that he's talked to sources and know that he's a former teammate of both of those guys. So he said that James Harden has not answered the calls of, like, the Rockets executives. I think he even said Coach Silas and the ownership for the last 2 weeks. So they
maybe
are
he's
not
on
happy.
Vacation. Maybe he didn't pay his bill.
That was not the indication that
okay.
Kendrick
I'm
gave.
Just saying,
maybe,
I'm giving,
I don't
I'm,
know. but
you know, maybe the dog ate his homework or ate his phone or something. I'm just there could be a reason.
I don't know. But all I'm saying is the reports are that they're not happy. Here's where I'm at on this, Rob. I don't think – now, if the Houston Rockets have given these two players an indication that we're going on the cheap now. And look, the owner, Tilman Fertitta, he's in the restaurant business. Probably lost a good amount of money.
Not probably.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
considering where we are, if you're in business right now, Chris, I don't care what business you're in, it's been taxing. We're coming up on, what, 8 months? Seriously. Like, I look at some of these restaurants.
No end in sight.
Right.
It's not changing. Supposedly coming. But, and then, of course, remember, they lost money with China as well. You know, with Daryl Morey's comments. So, at the beginning of last season. So, there are indications, you know, or reasons to think he might go cheap. But unless you know that for sure, I honestly don't think they should feel this way. They are what they are. They're not going to win a championship. And I get it if James Harden is getting antsy. And when am I going to be able to win that ring? But here's the thing. I can't put it all on the Rockets why James Harden doesn't have a ring. They got him Dwight Howard. That's too big time. Remember when Dwight Howard was the man and every team in the league was trying to get him in free agency. Then they
remember,
got
he
Chris
gave
Paul.
Up $30 million to leave the Lakers.
Yes, yes. Were,
I mean, still might be the dumbest thing ever done in the history of sports.
To walk away from
$30 million and he didn't win. It wasn't like he went and that's all I'm saying. When you look
he
at
he still was paid very handsomely.
I get it, but $30 million on the table is a lot of money.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't co-sign that was the dumbest thing in sports. But he did what he wanted to do. He did what he thought would make him happy. There's never a guarantee you're gonna win, so that's what he did. But then they got him Chris Paul, and they came close, but couldn't get over the hump. Especially Rob, think about the year that Kevin Durant got hurt, right? And Chris and James had the Warriors right where you would have wanted them, and they couldn't deliver them. So, and then of course now he's got Russell Westbrook. So I can't. Some of this Harden's an all-time great player. But this is not a situation where you can just look at the front office or look at the organization and say, you haven't gotten me anything, because they have gotten you guys. And then Westbrook's had chances too. Obviously, he played with Kevin Durant for most of his career. And then he played with Paul George, and now he's with Harden, and they haven't been able to deliver too. I don't think the same pressure's on Westbrook to win a title as on Harden. I think Westbrook's legacy is going to be the triple-double king. But I don't think outside of them knowing for a fact that the organization is going on the cheap, I don't think they should be that disgruntled. Steven Silas, give him a chance. 20-year assistant under Rick Carlisle for 2 years, who's one of the best coaches in the league, under Don Nelson, who was a gimmicky coach like Mike D'Antoni, a coach that would, you know, play some small ball, a coach that would do a bunch of different things. And, you know, because he might, I've wondered, is Silas or any coach going to be equipped to handle this small ball lineup? But Silas has had those experiences with Don Nelson. So give him a shot. He's got some good ideas, wants to play a little zone, not switch everything defensively, wants to attack the defense before it's set, wants more ball movement and motion. So give him a shot before I think you throw this team under the bus if you're one of these stars.
I totally get where if Harden is not happy with where they're going, because I think he's come to the realization that they're not going to win anything. The teams out west, look at where they are. The Warriors are good and healthy. Look around. The Rockets, to me, are look at the young team. Denver, Dallas, the Clippers, right? One more year together and all this. Where do they fit in? They're not in that mix.
I agree with you on that. I'm just saying. They made that trade, yeah.
Right, Chris, they're going the other way.
They're cute. They're sexy. They're fun to
watch. But they're not going
to
win anything. And right, if I'm him, I'm like, I get it. I mean, do I want to burn another year here with no chance to win? Or is there time for me to exit or do something else? They're not going to win with the way that team is constructed. So if I'm Harden and my panties are in a bunch, I got a good reason for them to be in a bunch, because I look at the landscape of the West and I just don't see any daylight that's going to give me an opportunity to win. And you're right. I think the burden is way bigger on him because of his talent and where he's viewed as a star, where Westbrook really is a complimentary player. And he's already got the triple-double thing in his back pocket. And people, you know, are not going to be all worked up that he never won a championship. You know what I mean? Like that's not going to be the end-all, be-all for him. But for James Harden, who's led the league in scoring and all kinds of other records and stats and all the stuff he's done, people are going to say it was all for naught. And I think that's why he has a right to frown his face about the organization and what Mike D'Antoni left for them. You know what I mean? And their GM, you know, like Daryl Morey, what is left in the cupboard is not good enough.
But Harden had a lot to do with some of this. That's all. That's my only thing. Yeah, I agree. They're definitely not going to win. There's no, you know, they're going to be all right. You know, they'll make, maybe we'll make the playoffs again. We'll see what Silas puts in. But they're not going to win. We all know that. And we got Rob G, what?
So I didn't mean to cut you off there, Chris, but this just came in as you were talking. According to Sham Sharania, Russell Westbrook wants out of Houston.
Wow.
Reported.
There
official.
It is. Russell Westbrook, but not Harden. So right now we're hearing Westbrook wants out of Houston.
We're hearing one side so far.
Well, but that's probably talking, if we're not having out. if I'm not returning your calls and I'm Harden and I'm doing that and Westbrook's trying to call me and whatnot.
Well, I don't know if he's not returning Westbrook's calls.
I thought he said Rob G wasn't Westbrook too. I thought
it was the ownership team.
Oh, I thought he said he was
executive
coach.
I said Westbrook meaning. Perkins may have said Westbrook's not returning their calls either, but no, not Harden.
All right, I thought you said
I don't
that.
Know that they're, you know, these guys are childhood friends, you know, so I would assume they're still cool, but, you know, you never know. But that's interesting. But here's the thing, Rob. Notice when all of this starts coming out, when the rumors that Westbrook was on the trade market came out, that's when the reports came out a few days ago that the Rockets were open to trading Russell Westbrook. And now, after that, you hear the James Harden's upset. Now, if they are going to trade Westbrook and not get a star for him, then, yeah, Harden should be upset. Because if you're going to trade him for draft picks and young assets, then, like you said, Rob, Harden's got to be like, I'm out. Get me with a team that can win. I want to compete. And Westbrook, obviously, if your name's on the trade market and your team is shopping you, then it sounds like he may be saying, let me try to get to them before they get to me. You know what I mean? So this is
just to save face. It doesn't matter, right? That I want it out. They didn't dump me. I want it out.
Right. All right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Should the Houston Rockets just bite the bullet, guys, and break up the Harden-Westbrook duo, or even break up the whole, you know, get both of them out of there and start anew? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 Fox Sports, on Fox, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, and we got a question for you. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Everybody does one or the other. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com, it's easy. All right, we threw it out to you now. News is just broken that Russell Westbrook reportedly wants out of Houston. So that puts a whole different spin on this thing. But what do you think? Should the Rockets break up their dynamic duo of James Harden and Russell Westbrook after just 1 year? Or maybe even break up, since move both of them and start anew? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Jeremy in Honolulu. Very nice. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for having
me
on.
Yes,
you
sir.
You guys are great.
Thank you, buddy.
But yeah, definitely. Blow up that team, man. You got a new coach. Give Paul Silas a chance. Those two ball-dominant guards, you just can't have them on the same team. They're showing you what they are. James Harden, definitely not. You ain't never going to win a championship with him as your number one. Same goes for Russ. Great ballers. They can play great teammates, or at least great number twos, or maybe even better number three, but definitely never as number one. So blow up the team. Give Paul a chance to build his team through the draft.
You mean Steve and his son.
Steven Silas, yep.
Steven
yep.
Silas.
Oh, Steven right. Silas, sorry. Sorry, yep. Steven Silas. Yep. Give him a chance, man, because like they've already shown you what they can and can't do. So
Jeremy,
James Harden disappears.
I think you're right, and there's plenty of Exhibit A and,
exactly.
You know, stuff out there, so it's hard to just overlook that and think that something's going to change. What do they say, Chris? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
I'll give them this. The 1 year, what was it, 2018, when Chris Paul got hurt, they were up 3-2 on the Warriors. I do think the Warriors would have come back and beaten them anyway, but Chris Paul got hurt. They obviously lost the next two games. Had they gotten to the finals face Cleveland, maybe they would have had a shot to win, led by James Harden. But the bottom line is it hadn't happened and didn't happen. So you can still say he can't lead a team to a championship.
No doubt about it. Tony in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, fellas. What's good? Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, folks, for serving. I'm a Navy veteran myself.
Is that right? Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
So, look, I just think that these two, like the caller before, they are who they are. And I personally don't see anybody trying to – what contender wants Russell Westbrook?
Well, he is who he is.
He takes bad shots at the wrong time.
Yep.
Harden, I think you might be able to move him. But these guys, they are who they are. And I just – hey, Chris, let me ask you something. You say Harden's an all-time great, right?
Right.
And
that's not top all-time 10, great, top 15, think, but he's an all-time great. He's a – first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll be in the Charles Barkley, you know, that realm. Yeah. And Barkley's obviously an all-time great player. Is Keith still there?
Is James Harden. The all-time greats are defined in the playoffs. James Harden's playoff moment is he was part of that conga line that shot 0-for-23 when they had a chance to knock the Warriors out. He's just not that guy.
And you know what? I think you're being nice because I think it's been longer than that. Wasn't it 0-for-27 or something?
0-for-27, three-pointers. But he had – and look, Harden obviously has struggled. We've talked about it a few times on this show. He struggled in the playoffs. There's no doubt he has had some bad moments. How many 2-for-11 games has he had? You know what I mean? I get it. But he's also had some big games. They don't outweigh the bad ones. But he has had some big games as well. He's going to be one of those great players who never won a championship. And you know this, Rob. Karl Malone was obviously an all-time great. He had some playoff moments, too, where he struggled. Remember, who did Michael Jordan steal the ball from? A shooting guard slapping it out of the hands of a power forward before he hit his iconic shot.
Right. It was.
You know, Karl Malone. Yeah.
No doubt. Let's go to Mark in Sacramento. Mark.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey. Was that you or was that Alex?
Aha, you'll never know.
I honestly have no idea.
Wait a minute. Real quick. We got a second. Alex, play the drop, and then I want to hear you say it, Mark. Seriously, so I can try to figure out which one is which.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Okay, we got it. It's a little different, but it's close. Okay, Mark, go ahead.
I think Mark purposely said it slower that time.
What's going on, gentlemen?
I've never been put on the spot where I had to do it on
Right. It was like, all right. It was like your go-to move. All right, go ahead. Right. Let me see. Come on, Mark. Put up a hook shot. Right.
At least you did it. Exactly. You could have got nervous. Did you guys speak? I'll get to that later.
Go ahead.
But go ahead.
Real quick. One of them's got to go because the league's now stretch fours and stretch fives, and it's not D'Antoni's offense anymore. So that has to be blown up. Which one? I don't know. Both, maybe. But, yeah, they got to blow it up. The style of play doesn't fit what the NBA is doing with stretch fours and fives who can still go in and post up. I was trying to think of a couple teams he could go to real quick since it broke, and I was thinking, where could he go to minimize him having to take bad shots? One of them might be, if it could happen, Dallas, because they got shooters and stretch fours and fives with Ruka.
Who's going to Dallas?
Russ.
Westbrook?
Speaking of Russ.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Russ. I'm just thinking, where could he go? I got to be honest,
and we're going to talk about this a little later in the show. I agree with the caller previously who said, if I'm a contender, I'm not bringing in Russ. He's a lot like Allen Iverson to me. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is iconic for what he did with the triple-double, just like AI is iconic. But it's hard to win with a championship with them. I mean, Russ didn't win it, Rob. Think about this, with Kevin Durant. I don't know of a better tandem.
But they weren't there yet. I agree with you.
Yeah, but they were vets, though. I mean, no, I get they, it when, you, when they were young when they played Miami in the finals. But I'm talking about, you know, when they had Golden State down 3-1 in the year before, like they got to a point where they were both in their prime and obviously great. and they still couldn't get over the hump. I just think that style that Russ plays is going to be hard to win a championship. All right, we will get to more of this later, though. We got Jeff Goodman of Stadium, the basketball analyst for them, coming up. So perfect time to speak with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's go to Jeff Goodman. Jeff, let's get right to it, man. Russell Westbrook, the reports have just come out that he wants out of Houston. James Harden reportedly is fine being in Houston, locked in for next season. What do you make of what's going on? You may have some inside knowledge about what's going on down there with the Rockets.
Well, the crazy thing, guys, is so I do a podcast every week with Bob Ryan, and we had Stephen Silas on yesterday. We talked to him for about an hour yesterday afternoon, and he talked about how, again, those two guys kind of supported him, and when he interviewed through the process, and you know, we were talking about obviously how he's going to change the system, but you know, loves Harden, loves Westbrook, and now you got Russ wanting to go on the move, and to be honest, I don't think it's a bad thing. I really don't. I think, you know, again, you never want to lose leverage. That's the problem that right now, if you're Houston and when Westbrook puts himself out there, and right. How many people right now want Russell Westbrook? That's the big question. How many people could take him on money-wise? How many people want a guy that in today's NBA, listen, he's a killer. We all know that. Like, he's as competitive as any dude there is in the NBA, but he's not a good shooter.
And he can't make a shot.
He's not leading you right. to a championship. I can't think of a contender that's a fit, Jeff. I really can't.
Well, I agree. You need four guys that can shoot the hell out of the ball around him. And that's ultimately the problem, is the game has changed. Russ cannot be your number one guy. We know that. Can he be your number two guy? Well,
he had Kevin Durant as a number one, and they didn't win.
He didn't look good with you know, with Harden. I mean,
he'll put up his numbers, but you're not going to win. But, Jeff, I think a lot of this with Westbrook, this seems like a reaction to the reports that came out that Houston was open to moving him.
You know what the interesting thing? I mean, listen, again, we talked with Silas a lot yesterday, and he seems like the ultimate player's coach. So this isn't about Stephen Silas, in my opinion. It's not.
I agree.
I think it's about Harden. And I said it when Daryl Morey put those two dudes together, and I've known both of them. I don't claim to know them especially well, but I've known both of them since AAU ball. So I've known them through high school, through college, and through the NBA. Been around them enough. They're two different dudes. And when you throw those personalities together and those games together, they don't fit well. And my big thing with Daryl Morey always has been, numbers, numbers, numbers. Look at the intangibles. Look at how pieces fit together. Don't just throw Dwight Howard on there with two other dudes because he's Dwight Howard. Make sure the personalities fit, the intangibles fit together. And I never thought it would work long-term with Harden and Westbrook.
Jeff, let me ask you, the NBA draft is coming up, and we know we've heard LaMelo Ball and all of that rumbling, and now there's the story or report out there that he's struggling in the interviews. He could slip. Is he going to be the first overall pick or a top five or top 10? Where do you see him?
Oh, he's going to be top three, in my opinion. I think 1, 2, 3. I mean, maybe the kid from Israel, Danny Avdija, can crack the top three, but I think you're talking about, you know, to me, LaMelo or Anthony Edwards maybe going number one to Minnesota. James Wiseman, who I think is the ideal fit for Golden State. Like, okay. Bob Myers should be so excited. He's going to get a 7-1, rim-running, athletic, long, big man who's not the toughest kid in the world, but he can block, alter shots, he can finish around the rim. You put him with Steph, Clay, Draymond will make him tougher. It's the perfect fit if they get him at number two. But getting back to LaMelo in the interview process, because I haven't really had a chance to address it, but I've been around LaMelo. Obviously, I was around him a lot when he was younger. It doesn't surprise me, guys. I mean, listen, you guys have heard Lonzo. He says five words, if you're lucky. And he's a great kid. I love Lonzo. But that family, they don't talk. None of them talk because LeVar dominates everything. Right. So LaMelo is the most, to be honest, he's the most social. And he still doesn't top. I mean, I remember when Lonzo did his deal with the Lakers, when he went to work out. I don't know if either one of you guys were there, but I was there when I was working at ESPN at that point. And I remember like the amount of words he spoke in that press conference per question was the least I've ever heard a human being speak in a press conference. It was like four words per answer.
I hear you.
Sure at the dinner table they couldn't get a word in edgewise, so they probably just decided to fade to the background.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. All right, Jeff, there's been talk of Golden. You mentioned Golden State with Wiseman. I've been saying that since, you know, for months, that Wiseman is the perfect fit there. You've seen little reports here and there that they don't like him. Like you said, that's probably a smokescreen. But there's been talk or reports that Golden State could, you know, they could look to move that pick for a veteran. LaMarcus Aldridge's name has been mentioned. Or Minnesota could look to move that pick. Do you think, you know, at the top of the draft that those 1, 2, 3 slots could end up being traded?
No, I don't, because I don't think they're getting enough value. I just don't think there are teams that are going to want to move up to get these guys,
right?
Ultimately. The top of this draft really reminds me of when Chris Grant took Anthony Bennett. Now, not quite as bad. It's not as bad. But again, Oladipo went second. There were some good guys who went later. C.J. McCollum went, I think, 10th, and Giannis obviously went like 15th that year. But the top of the draft was similar. And if I'm Gerson Rosas, I'm happy as hell because I'm early on in my tenure, because it cost Chris Grant his job, as you guys know.
And how deep is this draft? Is it 6 deep?
Good.
Is it bigger than that? 10 deep? How good is it?
Listen, if I had to bet my house, if you said to me, hey, the best player in this draft is going to be, I'll give you the top three. You get the top three, or you get the next 10. Taking the next 10 all day.
Wow.
Every day.
Okay.
I really believe
good
that.
Role players, right? They're going to have some good role players in this draft.
Better than that. I actually think they could be, like, I love this kid,
Stars?
Patrick Williams.
Okay.
Love Patrick Williams coming out of Florida State. An absolute stud. He's got, like, a body like Kawhi. You know, only averaged 9 points, 5 rebounds last year for Florida State, coming off the bench as a freshman. But he's 6'8", 225. He's a man. He's athletic. He's strong. He's going to get better shooting the ball. I'm not saying he's going to be Kawhi, but you know, you see some, and there's a lot of 3-and-D guys in this. Devin Vassell, his teammate at Florida State, Aaron Nesmith, Sadiq Bey, a lot of really good shooters. Again, I just feel Anthony Edwards. Listen, guys, he lost a ton of games at Georgia, and he shot 40% from the field and 29 from three.
I agree, Jeff.
Him as a number one pick.
How worried are you about? Because I agree. Like, first of all, there were games he just didn't seem to be there. Right, he was a little bit inconsistent, as you mentioned, the lack of a shooting touch. Everybody raves about, you know, his potential, but I see some red flags. I think.
Question. No. There's clearly some red flags. Early on, I saw him play against Georgia Tech in Athens, and he was great. He was engaged with the team. Things were going well at that point. It was December. As the season went along, his body language wasn't nearly as good. There were some red flags. Again, I think all these teams up high would love to trade back. The problem is they're not going to get enough. So I think they're going to be stuck picking, you know, 1, 2, 3. And to me, I think the best, safest pick is James Wiseman. But I don't think you can put James Wiseman with Karl Anthony Towns. It just doesn't work.
All right, Jeff Goodman,
Jeff,
Stadium Basketball Analyst. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it.
You got it, boys. Have a good night, and stay safe.
All right. iCouple, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
DJ Alex Tyshirt's favorite song, We Are Blessed. And we are blessed, and we hope we are being a blessing to you. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, Russell Westbrook wants out. That is the breaking news. News has been coming out of Houston all week, really. First, it was that Westbrook could be had. And there was mention of two teams, the Knicks and the Clippers. Now, I've been told by a person close to this that the Clippers, that's not happening. If I'm the Clippers, it doesn't make sense for me. If I could get Westbrook with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, would I think more about it? I would think more about that. I would explore that. But I don't see how that gets done, how that happens. And so if I have to give up Paul George, obviously I'm not giving up Kawhi Leonard for Westbrook. If I had to give up Paul George for him, I wouldn't do that either. I would rock with what I have if I'm the Clippers. You think there's any reason for them to be interested in Westbrook?
No. I don't see that at all. I mean, I think obviously when you lose the way that they did, up 3-1,
right?
At first, you know, people are going to look like you can't repair this or it can't be put back together. But you were up 3-1. You know what I mean? Your first right. year in and all this other stuff. So I just think that would be a panic move. I don't see that.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I don't think it happens. And it shouldn't. First year together, we know the issues were chemistry issues. Biggest chemistry experiment in the league is bringing in Westbrook, as great as he is, because things going to change when he get there. A couple 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.